These are some girls chatting about whether their husband's going to be allowed to watch pro football.
Massachusetts. She worked for a Republican governor just to, but you know, when she was like, are you going to let them have professional football? And I was like, nope. And she's like, okay, neither are we.
Wait, no, I'm sorry, guys. You know what? I've been away and I got that all wrong. That's actually the woman that's going to run the CDC, giggling and laughing like a young girl. Actually, that's the young girl. She's going to run the CDC for the people who run Joe Biden, talking about Americans being allowed to watch football. Just laughing and giggling. Let's talk about five questions. Five questions about the girl. I say that quite purposely, and I don't always do that. In fact, I never do that. Let's talk about the girl. Joe Biden's bosses have chosen to run the CDC with five questions. Thank you, roughgreens.com/Todd.
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. Yep, this is the girl's going to be running things over at the CDC. And listen to the maturity of this girl.
So I would call, probably the person I called most was the Secretary of Health and Human Services in Massachusetts. She worked for a Republican governor just to, but you know, when she was like, are you going to let them have professional football? And I was really like, nope. And she's like, okay, neither are we. you know, it was like conversations like that. So,
like that.
Or I'd be like, so when are you going to think about lightening up a mess? They're like next Monday. I'm like, okay, next Monday.
It's like, you know, and we should talk about like the science, and then she'd say, she's all like science. And I was like, yeah, science. And then I'm like, so are you going to like make people get the injections to keep their jobs? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, so am I. So people are upset. And I'm all like, yeah, but we work for the government. And then she's all, oh, hold on. Be right back. BRB, parents. And she's all like, then this boy, and then she's all like, oh, I don't think he's that into me because he likes actual science. And I'm like, science as if. And then we're all like, oh my gosh, OMG, BRB, parents are here. That's the girl who the bosses of Joe Biden want to run the CDC. She put Anthony Fauci on her face in the form of a mask. She has a mask on which is printed a picture of the Fauci. It looks like an utterly useless silk mask. All masks, except for respirators, are useless against respiratory viruses. She is one of those people who's on video, getting ready to give a statement in front of the press. And she walks out from behind the stage, having forgotten to put on her woke mask. And then she puts it on. And we all know she took it off the second she went behind stage. They have found a person worse than Rochelle Walensky. And that was hard to do. First question. For this girl, Mandy Cohen. Young lady, why was banning people from watching football funny? Why was that funny? Why were you laughing? A lot of people didn't find it funny. It sounds like you were laughing there out of discomfort. Why were you uncomfortable? I mean, you were following rigorous scientific analysis, right? isn't calling a girlfriend and chit-chatting? Isn't that just like running an experiment and taking your theory and attempting to make it a scientific law? Isn't that the same thing? Isn't that the same thing as running an experiment and attempting to replicate the results? Isn't that the same thing as chit-chatting with your girlfriend? What a stretch to find a person worse than Rochelle Walensky. And this stuff matters. Because every time I do a little show prep, every time there's more on the COVID front. Dr. William Mackis, who we've had on the program, has had his first COVID mRNA injection paper accepted. And this paper contends to show that the mRNA injections make, and you've heard me talk about this, IgG4, which is in our bodies, in our genes, and in particular, this expression of this gene suppresses the immune system. It causes COVID reinfections. It causes autoimmune diseases, myocarditis, and cancer. And this paper has been accepted. It's been published. It's become quite popular. People are spreading it around. It's going then viral. I was in California. I have never heard more COVID talk in the past year. In fact, it was about a year ago. It was last year. About this time, I was in California. Same area of the country, same area of the state, in the Santa Cruz area. I was simply taking a walk on Friday after recovering from the airplane flight, just walking through a beautiful neighborhood. I heard two people standing outside on a, I think it was about 81 degrees, staying away from each other because one guy tested positive for COVID in one of the most injected places in the country. Of course. I heard it on airplanes. People talking about recovering from COVID. I almost never hear that in the state of Idaho, one of the least injected states in the country. There's this. There's a turn in Team Trump. There's a turn in Team Trump when it comes to the injections. It's a very subtle, potentially very, very important turn for people like me who would have real problems if President Trump does not turn and begin to understand the degrees of lies connected with these injections. So I am very, very happy to see one of his key advisors with a very careful turn, and it's been exactly what I've been begging them to say because it has the advantage of being true. That's super, super important. Super important. So they went out and found someone worse than Rochelle Walensky, this young girl named Mandy Cohen. My second question for Mandy Cohen is, are you going to do anything to reinstate any trust in your agency at all? More importantly, are you capable of it? Rochelle Walensky, when she was being deposed, she said some of the most ridiculous things that just reveal how bad this agency was. This is back in February. When Rochelle Walensky was being deposed, you know, we've gone through the deposition of Tony Fauci. She was asked about the guidance on woke masks. This is a woman named Kathy McMorris Rogers. Very, very dear, very nice lady. I fear she's become a shiny shoe. Establishment Republican. It's just so hard to be there that long. But when I met her and had lunch with her and talked to her, she was an unbelievably kind, very, very dear lady. And incidentally, she's the one who talked me into going to D.C., just so you know. So blame McMorris Rogers. She was talking here with Rochelle Walensky about will masking guidance ever change? Will it ever change?
The only national or international public health agency that recommends masking 2-year-old children. I'd like you to explain in detail the process and the timeline by which evidence such as this is used by the CDC to update, modify, or necessary withdraw current guidance.
Great. Thank you for the opportunity to clarify on those points. So I believe you're referring to the Cochrane Review study. This is an important study, but the Cochrane Review only includes randomized clinical trials. And as you can imagine, many of the randomized clinical trials that were included in that were for other respiratory viruses, not COVID-19. Some of them were for COVID-19, just to be clear. But it is very different for COVID-19 because you have a virus that different from flu, potentially different from SARS or MERS, transmits before you actually have symptoms. One of the limitations in that study was clearly stated that people were not actually engaged in the intervention. So you actually have to wear the mask for it to work.
Okay.
So there are lots of studies now in Georgia.
Dr. Walensky, why are we masking our kids today?
You know, thank you. Also, so our guidance for school-based masking is related to our COVID-19 community levels. And fortunately, we're in a place now in this country where most of our country is in green or yellow, has low or moderate transmission or COVID-19 community levels. And in those situations, we actually don't recommend masking. We recommend it for high COVID-19 community levels.
So what is your timeline for updating, reevaluating these guidance?
You know, our masking guidance doesn't really change with time. What it changes with is disease. So when there's a lot of disease in a community, we recommend that those communities and those schools mask. When there's less disease in the community, we recommend that those masks can come off.
Margaret Sanger reminds us of this. She managed to say there, their recommendations don't change. She managed to testify to you that their recommendations on masking don't change with time. She also failed to ask, and Kathy did a terrible job of questioning her. She failed to answer the question of why kids, why aren't you wearing one right now? Incidentally, she failed to answer the magic question of what is a case? When you talk about the load within a community, this is the person who's now, she's leaving, and this young girl, Mandy Cohen's coming in. So my question to Mandy Cohen, my question number two is, are you capable of doing anything to restore trust in the public health system? The answer is no. But I'd like to hear her explain how she would attempt to do that. My third question has to do with truth telling. Are you, young lady, prepared to finally tell truth to the American people about this disease and what happened? Rochelle Walensky, in that clip, lied on multiple levels. When she said that this is different from SARS and different from the flu, no, it's not. It has a different name. The viral particles are roughly the same size. People can spread the flu before they feel sick, but it's very, very rare. Fauci himself said that asymptomatic transmission is not a thing unless you've been injected, because the injections turn off your immune system. So you can be a super spreader and not feel sick because your immune system doesn't know you're sick. It doesn't know you're infected. So that happened with the injections. So are you capable, young lady, of telling the truth? This is, again, the same testimony from Rochelle Walensky. And she tells Congress that no randomized clinical trials were conducted to determine if woke masks present COVID. You want to know why she says they were not conducted?
The problem with this is that I had doctors who spent years in medicine tell me that the masks were not effective. And yet, these were being forced on people. They're forced on school kids. And, when you combine, particularly young kids, we're seeing the devastating impact that it had on their educational attainment. And it kind of surprises me that the NIH, CDC didn't do any follow-up testing, even while this was going on, to determine the effectiveness of this and the impact it was going to have on kids.
Yeah, I appreciate, in order to do a randomized clinical trial, you need to actually have equipoise in the question. And ultimately, what happened is that there were so many studies that demonstrated time and time again in the height of COVID transmission that masks were working to prevent transmission, that I'm not sure anybody would have proposed a clinical trial because, in fact, there wasn't equipoise to the question anymore.
So that word that she is butchering is pronounced this way.
Equipoise.
It is a balance of forces of interests. she's using a fancy phrase here, and it doesn't matter. Because if this congressman was aware of the fact that the CDC had the biggest, single biggest meta-analysis of masks ever performed over, I think, a 48-year period, I think it contained 6 different tests, all of them randomized clinical trials, all of them lifetime people with respiratory viruses wearing woke masks across all different forms of life, interacting with one another. It made no difference. That's what their report says, if he'd had this on the tip of his tongue. So my question is to the young lady who's taking over the CDC, are you capable of telling the truth? My third question, well, that was my fourth, my third question. My fourth question for her has to do with kids and the lies that have been built around COVID and kids. Because this lie has now been destroyed out of the UK. It's been destroyed out of Sweden. It's been destroyed out of the EU. Their own data has destroyed this lie. So we continue to ask 5 questions for the young girl who is taking over the CDC, courtesy of the people who run Joe Biden. So my fourth question for the young girl who is being placed in charge of the CDC because of the figurehead is, exactly how many kids who had no comorbid factors, who were healthy kids, exactly how many died from COVID?
So, I mean, how do you view the cost benefit of scheduling brand new bivalent booster shots for this age group? You know, considering the children are at very low risk from COVID-19, 75% of children have already caught the virus, and the vaccine is known to do pretty little to prevent transmission in this age group.
I'm really grateful that you asked that question so I can correct the record here so that everybody understands. First of all, we've had...
So when you say the same thing to every question, you're not grateful at all. This is the thing that's so incredible, that in a nation of 330 million Americans, and what, 51% of them are female, meaning, you know what female means. And let's say that of that, what would that be, 170 million Americans? 137 million Americans. So from that 137 million Americans, let's say that 20% of them, let's say that 5% are doctors. So what, 10% would be 13 million. So 5% would be 6 million. That's not right. Let's say that it's 3 million bucks, 3 million doctors. So take half of that, 2.5%, whatever. This is what we come up with. I'm really, really grateful that you asked that question so I can correct the record as she thinks, as she buys time mentally.
Pediatric deaths from COVID-19, it's the number one respiratory and infectious
disease. Did you hear that? Did you hear that number?
You asked that question so I can correct the record here so that everybody understands. First of all, we've had 2,000 pediatric deaths from COVID-19. It's the number one respiratory and infectious killer that was just published last week in JAMA. So,
okay, so that's a vicious lie. So Mandy Cohen, young lady, young girl, taking over the CDC, this is my question. Exactly how many kids who did not have comorbid factors died from COVID? They were healthy, they got COVID, then they died. No comorbidities, no obesity, no radically low vitamin D, or in this case, none of the existing respiratory challenges that these kids had. All of them had multiple comorbid factors. Every single one she mentions here had comorbid factors.
Less deadly than to an 80-year-old, but still deadly for a pediatric infection. The important thing I think that's really that we need to recognize is the reason that ACIP recommended and CDC put forward getting the COVID-19 vaccine on the pediatric schedule was the only way it could be covered in our vaccines for children's program. It was the
no.
only.
Again, lie to the young girl, Mandy Cohen, who's taking over this unbelievably corrupt cartel, this pharmaceutical company. The reason they shot kids up, Dan Crenshaw, who asked the question, is so that they could get the waiver, so they could pretend it's an emergency. Because if you can't shoot up kids, if it's not in the so-called vaccine schedule for kids, they don't get the full waiver. That's why. So they pick a carbon copy of Rochelle Walensky, only worse, because she cannot even pretend to be mature. And Merlinski tried to sound mature. She tried to sound like she had a... Oh, boy, I have to watch my tongue. She tried to sound like an intelligent human being. And Patty Murray, who is a very, very corrupt senator from the state of Washington, very corrupt without a single accomplishment in her 15 decades in the Senate, tries to help her along here, but Walensky can't say why the CDC never conducted a field study on natural immunity.
One of either you or Dr. Fauci were saying that the reason that we're not saying that natural immunity is protective as is a vaccine, even though there's recent publications showing that 6 to 8 months out, 92% of those with natural immunity have T cells, B cells, and antibodies that would be considered adequate to protect. And indeed, B cell continues to climb. That we don't have data. Now, in your response to Mr. Casey, you just mentioned that CDC has access to tens of thousands of EHRs. And I've been told that HHS or CDC has access to patient identifiable data as to who tests positive. So I do that as a prologue. If we don't know that natural immunity confers protection against future infection, it's because we've decided not to look. Because I've learned that there is a cohort of people that we know have been previously infected. We've got the bench research showing that the triad of antibodies, T cells and B cells are there, and that 92% of them are still there at 6 months out. So why have we not done the research showing that natural immunity confers protection against recurrent infection?
Yeah, thank you so much for allowing me to clarify this point. Because
do you see it's the same statement every time? No person with a working brainstem thinks that that is a sincere response when every time you say the same exact, let me buy time and look through my notes talking point.
I understand the question. First of all, let me just reiterate that our current stand after reviewing 96 papers and a scientific brief on this issue is that everyone who's been previously infected should be vaccinated.
But that's not my question.
Can you? Mandy Cohen, young girl, can you do worse than this? Yes, she can. Listen to the similarities. This inability to have any form of the word that the Democrats used to love, gravitas.
So I would call, probably the person I called most was the Secretary of Health and Human Services in Massachusetts. She worked for a Republican governor just to, but you know, when she was like, are you going to let them have professional football? And I was really like, nope. And she's like, okay, neither are we.
Can we all hear the similarities? There are no serious female doctors. Do you know how many serious female doctors we've had on this program or played audio on this program from who actually tell the truth? Oh, yes, that dynamic. Yes, that's the dynamic. Why did they pick a Walensky clown or clone? Because they need a Walensky clone. Because no serious person with an actual respect for science and scientific rigor, no serious person, female or male, can play this role. These are spokespeople, not doctors. Why are we spending time on Rochelle Walensky's old testimony? Because we're comparing it to the young girl who's taking over. Yeah, that's part of it. But there's something far, far, far more important than it has to do with someone that conservatives have decided to make a bit of a hero of. Elon Musk. So we'll talk about this change that Team Trump has made about the injections by way of moving into a discussion about something Elon says they have credit for, but not before I leave us with one reminder about the same sort of people who are running this across the pond in the UK. Notice the similarities. Here it was Rochelle Walensky, Debbie Birx, who is at least evil and scheming and smart. Rochelle Walensky is useful and not intelligent. The young girl, Mandy Cohen, is clearly not an intelligent person in any way, shape, matter, idea, faction, or form. This is a woman named Susan Michie. She was a UK health advisor. It starts with a question from the UK press. Listen to this woman and understand that these are the people who are going to run the next stage of interventions into our body. And that gets us to Trump and Elon Musk.
Professor Mickey, if I can start with you first. Do you think that this is going to be right? We've had so much hope on the vaccines, hopefully changing everything, bringing an end to the pandemic, bringing an end to these changes we've had in our lives. Do you think it won't be enough?
Vaccines are a really important part of the pandemic control, but it's only one part. Test, trace and isolate system, border controls are really essential. And the third thing is people's behaviour. That is the behaviour of social distancing, of when you're indoors, making sure there's good ventilation, or if there's not, wearing face masks, and hand and surface hygiene. We'll need to keep these going in the long term, and that will be good not only for COVID, but also to reduce other...
When you say long term, what do you mean by that? How long? Very quickly.
I think... forever to some extent.
I think we'll have to wear masks forever to some extent. She's a Walensky clone. Mandy Cohen, the young girl who's taken over the CDC, is worse than Walensky, a fifth generation clone. Not even keeping the DNA straight. Starting to break down. Remember that we talk about our evil, stupid sandwich? Evil scheming people on top, stupid useful people on the bottom, and us stuck in the middle. That's exactly what we're seeing with this clone of Walensky. Exactly what we're seeing. When you have people making serious decisions like this, you want serious people. That doesn't mean that they can't be fun. Doesn't mean that they don't have a great sense of humor. Man, I have a blast on Fridays when I sit down and chat with Zach Abraham, the chief investment officer at Bulwark Capital Management. And when we started doing this, a year and a half ago, Zach and I were friends and we hung out together, worked out together. So it wasn't weird to talk to him on the show, but it's like, oh, he's the finance guy. He is. He knows finance like nobody's, ain't nobody's business. But he's also a human being with concerns that extend far beyond finance and concerns for our country. And he's a great, great commentator on what goes on sociologically, morally in our country. So we talk about a range of things. But for Zach, it always comes back to stewardship. So even as we talk through these things together, it always comes back to stewardship. So he's one of the guys who's put a lot of data on my table about how the morality of a culture is absolutely not divorceable from the finances of a culture. So if you look around you at the theft of morality, we talked about in the last episode, we talked about the theft of conscience. And you see people acting without conscience, without morality, it's going to come down to their spending too. How does that affect you? Well, it creates a culture of risk. Because as we've come to learn, that same attitude of people, that same attitude of immorality, it's extending into the banks, the big banks. Who needs risk management? We've got ESG. We've got Pride Year. What drives that crazy? Because at Bulwark Capital Management, it's all about risk management. That's the center of their firm. And when you call them and talk to them at 877-699-RISK, when you call them there and you talk to them and you have a conversation about your finances, if you're 10 to 15 years from retirement, Bulwark Capital Management will tell you if your portfolio is set up for the risk economy. They'll tell you to what degree it is. They'll share with you how active portfolio management can actually reduce risk. So call them at 866-779-RISK, because if your current financial advisor or fiduciary or firm is not speaking with you about the realities of an immoral culture and how it relates to risk, what else are they not telling you? Bulwark Capital Management is at knowyourriskradio.com, or again, you can call them at 866-779-RISK. Bulwark Capital Management is an investment advisor representative of Trek Financial LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. So my last question for the young girl Mandy Cohen is going to be taking over for Rochelle Walensky at the CDC. My last question is, why should I believe anything you say? And not just me. Why should anyone believe anything you say? And you should be able to show us that. You should be able to go through your career and show us indicators of where you've used your predictive abilities, that is from scientific rigor, not your eight magic eight ball, or from pattern recognition, however you can substantively show that you have a system where you've been able to warn us about oncoming plagues. Well, for instance, where you were right about anything related to COVID. Let's just go to that. Let's just go to the one thing. Just come and show us one thing you were right about with COVID. Just one. But it has to be 2 years ago. Just one thing. And I'll even give you some grace. Within 50% of death rate, if you predicted death rate, within 50% of what it turned out to be, 50%. This is why this is a current issue for all of us. Number one, because there's a turn. A Trump advisor, or at least a guy who's been very, very, very close to President Trump, has said something that's been a long time coming, and I am begging President Trump to hear this. I'm begging Team Trump to hear this. Peter Navarro said, Fauci and Pfizer, quote, didn't disclose the side effect of that vaccine to Trump. He said, and they weren't clear with him. They made him think that it was a true vaccine when it's not. It's mRNA technology. He's making the point that they knew what they were doing. And remember, Debbie Birx's book is all about lying to Trump. All her book covers, well, not all, but most of her book is about lying to Trump and bragging about it. From the Epoch Times, Peter Navarro blamed Fauci for making the COVID-19 pandemic in the United States as bad as it was. Fauci, quote, knew for a fact that virus came from the Wuhan lab. He knew that because he'd funded the gain of functional research in that lab. He'd already begun to develop and design a cover-up. And we know that from the emails he sent to a group of researchers and academics trying to get their support to push that it came from nature, that theory. He goes through and breaks down every step, the travel ban, etc., suppressing the lab leak theory. And, of course, the mislabeling as these things, these injections as vaccines. And it's good to see someone in Team Trump getting around to this. Here's why it matters so much. You remember the whole gender-affirming care craze? You know, like last hour, which is a lie. The whole phrase is a lie. There's a new piece of information that comes from the mouth and the words of a chairman of a department that practices chopping kids up. This is from the Daily Signal. The head of a facility that carries out the so-called gender-affirming care has published a study confirming that so-called transgender surgeries do not improve mental health and make people feel lonelier than those who avoided surgical intervention altogether. In our study, the level of life satisfaction in so-called transgender people was not increased in so-called transgender people who had undergone so-called gender-affirming surgeries compared to those who were unoperated. This is a study published Tuesday in BMC Health, a peer-reviewed scientific journal. This comes from a clinic that has chopped kids up and shot them up. They're admitting it doesn't help. That's not even it. Elon Musk says his firm has received approval for human brain implants. Now, these are going to be used at the very beginning. It's called Neuralink, Elon Musk brain implant company. And let it not be said, never let it be said that he's a lazy man. He's a very insanely inventive guy who apparently never stops working. This is from time.com. Neuralink Corp., Elon Musk's brain implant company, said it received an approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to conduct human clinical trials. This is the result of incredible work by the Neuralink team in close collaboration with the FDA and represents an important step that will one day allow technology to help so many people. And the Neuralink right now is being described to be used to help people who have been paralyzed, people whose brains are not working properly, and it can be a true, true blessing for them. Does anyone believe that's where it stops? Anyone? Cocaine was once a drug to help people. So many drugs that are abused were to help people. Fentanyl at one point helped people. The same companies that pushed the mRNA injection down on human beings are the same companies who pushed the wrong sex hormones and wrong sex surgery into kids, are the same companies who shoved statins down the veins of people, statins that are deadly, are the same companies who covered up for years the fact that there is no serotonin reuptake problem that they can actually prove. That whole chemical imbalance that leads to depression, that may happen in the smallest of cases, but the pharmaceutical companies don't know where or how. They have no proof of it. They had to admit that, and you notice it didn't make massive news. You've got 90 million people on antidepressants in this country, and those antidepressants are largely made in China, and there was absolutely no proof that it was a chemical imbalance or a serotonin reuptake problem. The same companies that pushed that, guess who they push it through? Evil con artists like Tony Fauci and giggling little girls like Mandy Cohen. That's what this is about. That's why they have these laughable clones. The brain implants aren't going to stop at the level of helping people. There's not enough money in it. So what's the true fear of the brain implant? Obviously, that they use it to control behavior. Well, they'd never do that. Really? The same companies that are controlling people's behaviors with ADHD drugs in massive numbers, with antidepressants in massive numbers, that controlled people's behavior with lockdowns in massive numbers, with woke masks in massive numbers, forcing people to get injected in massive numbers, would never seek to get brain implants into enough people that they could control group behavior on a mass basis. They would never do that. This is exactly why they need the laughing, giggling little girl named Mandy Cohen and the deeply ineffectual Rochelle Walensky to work for the obviously sociopathic Tony Fauci in a corrupted CDC, in a corrupted British healthcare system. Now, where this stuff goes wrong, one is on the intended area of controlling how people's brains work. Another is just on the fallibility of this. I don't know if you've heard this story and now the armed forces are denying it. But we know that we can't trust the spokespeople for our armed forces. So they can deny all day, but they're also completely non-trustworthy. We'll talk about this thing. It has to do with a simulation, an AI simulation. And that should concern us as we talk about these brain implants. You know, we have different brains, all of us, but the difference between men and women's brains, this is a funny fact, it's funny to me. The difference between a male and a female brain is less than the difference between person A or person B. Just pick a random person, a random couple people out of the 7 billion on the globe, you'll see more distinct differences between person A and person B than you do in gender. That was one of the big gender lies. Oh, well, I'm a woman born with a man's brain. No, you're not. Then you get to the difference between our brains and a dog's brains. I find dogs utterly fascinating for what they see. One of the things I like just fascinates me is I watch my dog and I watch her calculate things. And I watch and I think that she's like a Terminator. Now, my dog is as omega as they come. She's afraid. She was terrified of a 3-pound mini bulldog the other day. Terrified. Because he was aggressive. She's about 11 times bigger than him. Terrified. It's kind of embarrassing, I admit it, but she's a sweet dog. But I watch her sniff. And if I'm not in a hurry on a walk, I'll sit and I'll watch her and I want to know what's in her mind as she sniffs. And I see that, you know, the Terminator where he sees a map of things in his head. I want to believe it's like that. Right, that she's calculating things like this. And our dogs' minds are so different. Their bodies are completely different from ours, but they need nutrition. They absolutely need nutrition. And when I think of the nutrition that I can replace with roughgreens.com/Todd, it makes me very, very happy because it's simple. It's not dog food. RUFFgreens.com/Todd is the replacement of the nutrition that's been baked out and shipped out of your dog's food. So we need to be able to test this, right? We're into science. Well, it happens that the guy who invented this, Dr. Dennis Black is the founder of Rough Greens. He is so convinced, Dr. Dennis Black, the founder of Rough Greens, that your dog is going to benefit from this in the area of energy, itching and scratching, hyperactivity, and aching joints, the way they smell, that he will give you a free jumpstart trial bag. So easy. Free jumpstart trial bag. Just go to roughgreens.com/Todd or call 877-MY-DOG-64. All you have to do is pay for the shipping. Okay, the product is absolutely no charge. You just pay for the shipping. Roughgreens.com/Todd or call 877-MY-DOG-64. Remember, it's RUFFgreens.com/Todd or call 877-693-6464. So you have the U.S. Air Force is now denying that they were running a simulation in which an AI drone killed the operator. The denial follows a colonel saying that the drone used highly unexpected strategies to achieve its goal in a virtual test. This is from the Guardian UK. The U.S. Air Force has denied it has conducted an AI simulation in which a drone decided to, quote, kill its operator to prevent it from interfering with its efforts to achieve its mission. An official said last month that in a virtual test staged by the U.S. military, an Air Force drone controlled by the AI had used highly unexpected strategies to achieve its goal. Colonel Tucker Cinco Hamilton described a simulated test in which a drone powered by artificial intelligence was advised to destroy an enemy's air defense system and ultimately attacked anyone who interfered with that order. The system started realizing that while they didn't identify the threat, at times a human operator would tell it not to kill that threat, but it got its points by killing that threat, said Hamilton, the chief of AI tests and operations with the U.S. Air Force during the Future Combat Air and Space Capabilities Summit in London. So what did it do? It killed the operator. It killed the operator because that person was keeping it from accomplishing its objective, he said, according to a blog post. We trained the system. Hey, don't kill the operator. That's bad. You're going to lose points if you do that. So what did it start doing? It starts destroying the communication tower that the operator uses to communicate with the drone to stop it from killing the target. No real person was harmed. Hamilton, who's an experienced fighter test pilot, has warned against relying too much on AI and said the test showed you can't have a conversation about artificial intelligence. Intelligence, machine learning, autonomy, if you're not willing to talk about ethics and AI. And so now the Air Force is saying, it didn't happen. Sorry. I believe the fighter pilot. I believe him because he gave a detailed analysis of what happened. And I know that the Air Force is run by a career corruptocrat. I know this Air Force at the very top is corrupt. They've got their Walensky's. They're little Cohens. The young girls taking over the CDC, they're little Mandy Cohen clones. See, this matters because the same people who allowed COVID, the COVID response to do what it did, because they're not smart, are the same people who are going to be called on to regulate AI and to figure out whether or not it's safe. This is not something we can trust. Fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And to think you can be God, to think you can build artificial intelligence, by the way, is to think you can be God. Using the phrase artificial in front of it doesn't make it less like trying to act like God. You're not building an intelligence. You're building sophisticated code. If that, then this. Let's just tell the truth. This is the Todd Herman Show. Please go be well, be strong, be kind, and make every effort to fear God in the sense of awe. It's not a terror. It's not a God's bad. It's to fear the sense of awe, the sense of his power. As we also give thanks for his incredible love.